So we will learn the text third, that is the canto 8, third chapter, fourth verse of Gajendra prayers. Yasvatmanidam.
Yasvatmanidam. Yasvatmanidam. Yasvatmanidam.
Nijamaya yarpitam.
Nijamaya yarpitam. Nijamaya yarpitam.
Wait, I'll break up more. Wait. Yasvatma.
Yasvatma. Yasvatma. Yasvatma.
Nidam.
Nidam. Nidam. Nidam.
Nija.
Nija. Nija. Nija.
Maya ya.
Maya. 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 Maya.
Arpitam.
Arpitam. Arpitam. Arpitam.
Kvachit.
Kvachit. Kvachit. Kvachit.
Vibhatam.
Vibhatam. Vibhatam. Vibhatam.
Kvachatat.
Kvachatat. Kvachatat. Kvachatat.
Tirohitam.
Tirohitam. Tirohitam. Tirohitam.
Avidyadrik.
Avidyadrik. Avidyadrik. Avidyadrik.
Sakshi.
Sakshi. Sakshi. Sakshi.
Ubhayam.
Ubhayam. Ubhayam. Ubhayam.
Tadikshate.
Tadikshate. Tadikshate. Tadikshate.
Saatmamulo.
Saatmamulo. Saatmamulo. Saatmamulo.
Avatu mam.
Avatu mam. Avatu mam. Avatu mam.
Paratpara.
Paratpara. Paratpara. Paratpara.
Yasvatmanidam.
Yasvatmanidam. Yasvatmanidam. Yasvatmanidam.
Nijamaya yarpitam.
Nijamaya yarpitam. Nijamaya yarpitam. Nijamaya yarpitam.
Yasvatmanidam. Nijamaya yarpitam.
Yasvatmanidam. Nijamaya yarpitam. Yasvatmanidam. Nijamaya yarpitam. Yasvatmanidam. Nijamaya yarpitam.
Kvachit vibhatam.
Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachit vibhatam.
Kvachatat tirohitam.
Kvachatat tirohitam. Kvachatat tirohitam. Kvachatat tirohitam.
Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachatat tirohitam.
Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachatat tirohitam. Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachatat tirohitam. Kvachit vibhatam. Kvachatat tirohitam.
Avidyadrik.
Avidyadrik. Avidyadrik. Avidyadrik.
Sakshi.
Sakshi. Sakshi. Sakshi.
Avidyadrik. Sakshi.
Avidyadrik. Sakshi. Avidyadrik. Sakshi. Avidyadrik. Sakshi.
Ubhayam tadikshate.
Ubhayam tadikshate. Ubhayam tadikshate. Ubhayam tadikshate.
Avidyadrik. Sakshi. Ubhayam tadikshate.
Avidyadrik. Sakshi. Ubhayam tadikshate.
Very good.
Avidyadrik sakshi ubhayam tadikshate.
Saatmamulo.
Saatmamulo. Saatmamulo. Saatmamulo.
Avatu mam paratpara.
Avatu mam paratpara. Avatu mam paratpara. Avatu mam paratpara.
Saatmamulo avatu mam paratpara.
Saatmamulo avatu mam paratpara. Saatmamulo avatu mam paratpara. Saatmamulo
avatu mam paratpara.
Avatu mam paratpara. Avatu mam paratpara. Avatu mam paratpara.
Yasvatmanidam nijamaya yarpitam kvachit vibhatam kvachatat tirohitam avidyadrik sakshi ubhayam tadikshate sa atmamulo avatu mam paratpara.
Yasvatmanidam nijamaya yarpitam kvachit vibhatam kvachatat tirohitam avidyadrik sakshi ubhayam tadikshate sa atmamulo avatu mam paratpara.
Yasvatmanidam nijamaya yarpitam kvachit vibhatam kvachatat tirohitam avidyadrik sakshi ubhayam tadikshate sa atmamulo avatu mam paratpara. Yasvatmanidam nijamaya yarpitam kvachit vibhatam kvachatat tirohitam
avidyadrik
sakshi ubhayam tadikshate sa atmamulo avatu mam paratpara. The supreme personality of Godhead
The supreme personality of Godhead
has multipotencies.
Multipotencies.
Parasya Shakti.
Parasya Shakti.
Vividaiva Shruyate.
Vividaiva Shruyate.
Therefore,
as soon as
he likes.
He likes.
He uses. One of his potencies. And by that. Expansion.
He creates. This.
Cosmic. Manifestation.
Again.
When the cosmic manifestation.
Is annihilated.
It rests in him.
Nonetheless.
He is.
Infallibly.
The Supreme Observer.
Under any circumstances.
The Supreme Lord.
Is changeless.
He is simply a witness. And is aloof.
From all.
Creation.
And annihilation.
Here it means the Lord has multipotencies. He can do multiple things at one time. We can't do that. The Lord can do multiple things at one time. He can use anything. But that is a Parasya Shakti Vividaiva Shruyate. He can do anything at any time. Can we eat through our nose?
No.
Or can we eat through our eyes?
No.
But the Lord can do anything. Okay. And He uses one of His potencies by that. And through His... He doesn't have to actually do the work. He has different administers who do the different work. Okay, one who creates, one who destroys. All this thing is done. And he is aloof. These all things are happening. But that does not affect him in any case. That is the meaning of this. Okay, he is infallibly the supreme. He just observes what is happening. Okay, and under any circumstances, and he is a witness. In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, there is a verse, Upadrishtanumantacha, Bharta Bhukta Maheshwara, Paramatmeti Chapyukto, Dehesmi Purushappara. Everything what we are doing, he is watching. We may feel, we are in this room. Suppose I go inside the kitchen. I see, there is nobody. I'll see everywhere. There's nobody. I can just, now all Diwali sweets are there in the kitchen. I can take anything and eat, isn't it? But what happens? The Lord is watching you from the heart. He's very close to you. Every act what we do, we tell lies, He watches. We tell prayers, He watches. We obey our parents, He watches. We disrespect our parents, that also He watches. Everything, whatever we do, He is watching. And to that Lord, I am offering my obeisances. So that is the meaning of this verse.